Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh! All right, we're back. It is Marks and Reese. All right, let's get into it. I just wanted to mention this before we went on. Since this whole Kobe thing happened, after the first couple days of it, I more or less just tried to bury my head in the sand and not read anything else with it, with the investigation and the helicopter, whatever. Like,
yeah, I stay away from that.
Yeah, but it came out today that Kobe and Gianna were buried
last Friday.
Yeah, so you know, it's just, again, like, it just, my stomach dropped when I saw it on the ticker.
Yeah, I'm actually happy that they were able to have it in private. No one knew about it.
I agree, Ike.
And they were able to mourn in private. I can only imagine what his wife has been going through. It's great to see that she has at least started to the healing process. She's posting videos of Gigi out there, and that's a way of dealing. And Vanessa has never been big on Instagram as far as posting a lot of stuff. So, you know, she's,
this is her way of grieving and starting to move
getting
on.
Through it. Yes. Yeah, it's sort of getting through it.
This isn't, I mean, this is a life changer.
Man, it's an everyday thing.
Yeah,
man.
This is a life changer.
She's not waking up next to her better half and one of her daughters.
And her little.
Yeah, that's like, man. And
she's mad. She was going through the emotions. I was reading some of the stuff she was
putting
out there.
And you can tell it's a close-knit family.
Yeah.
Like, Kobe obviously wasn't a guy that was going to have a group of a bunch of people over all the time, but right. You could tell most of the things he did was with the family.
Oh, no, but the family was very, very close.
Yes.
It was very, very
yeah,
close.
Yeah, so it's, that's a big, two big pieces missing for her, man.
It's still, you know, it's still heartbreaking, and you know, just seeing that today, it just made my stomach drop again. All right, so let's get to the Twitter roundup. Jack, you spotted this. Thank you very much. Where do you want to start with? You want to start with the heavyweight matchup? Or you want to start with Howard?
Let's go with the heavyweights first.
So what started? So Ruben Frank puts out a tweet, or he's responding to somebody that says that that Buddy Ryan's the most overrated coach in history or whatever. And
Eagles
Jack and Delco didn't appreciate that. and you know what? So somebody tweets it at Ruben, says Buddy Ryan's the most overrated coach in Philly history. And Seth doesn't like that, right? Because Ruben says he really is.
Ruben agreed.
Yeah, so they're going back and forth. And he's saying, we underachieved because we had an owner concerned with making money, not winning. Go do the research. Buddy's last 3 years, only the 49ers won more games. It takes a team to win in the playoffs. Clearly, we were one-sided. No offense at all. Double exclamation point.
Big exclamation point guy.
Yeah, he really
is.
Yeah,
he didn't really do that much justice, because Seth, I know that came in a different tone.
Mm-hmm. It did. And by the way, he's on vacation in somewhere with tropical blue water.
Right.
So he's literally probably at the pool. Yeah.
He's on a rubber ducky in a pool. He must have been drinking that Ike juice. Umbrella drinking his hand. Going completely ballistic
on
Twitter.
There's a lot of going back and forth, but he ends with the following. He says, just ain't going to sit back and let idiots talk bleep about my peeps. I defend your ass because you're my peeps. Speak on bleep, you know, not assumptions you want to believe. And he says, dunzo. And then Ruben comes back. He says, you call me an idiot all you want. I don't give a crap. Bottom line is Buddy's team's underachieved. 1-0 with tremendous talent.
Yeah, that truth hurts a little bit.
Yeah, and then Seth says, you got your truth, I got mine.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
So that's Seth and Rube. But I actually enjoyed this one more, because this was it like mid-morning, late morning, Jack?
Yeah.
So Howard Erskine is in Clearwater this week, and he tweeted
Seth is still going.
Is he? Well, he said
of course
dunzo.
He is.
No,
Oh, you're involved in it now, I see. Why are you involved in it now?
Love it. I don't.
I just jumped in, saw what was going on, and jumped back out. And jumped back out of there, man.
Don't GAF, which means gives a you know what,
give a, yep.
About after he left. We're talking Philly over here. Pay attention. Because Richard said 55-55-1 in 7 years as the head coach, 3 winning seasons. Never won a playoff game. Oh, Seth's hot and bothered. I'm coming to your job tomorrow. Talk with your boss to get a damn definition of mediocrity. How about that bleep? You couch quarterbacks bleep and kill me. Hashtag be gone.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, you did get involved. I see
it. Yeah, but I...
with a GIF? What are you doing?
I'm like, whoa.
This is awesome.
This is a little more serious than I thought.
Oh, this is awesome. All right, so we'll check back in on them to see if they really are donezo. But so Howard this morning, he puts out a video of Andrew McCutchen taking batting practice, right? And it's a useful video because he tore his ACL last year, so I'm sure a lot of Phillies fans are wondering where he is along the process, like how good is he going to be to start the season and everything else, right? But he, unfortunately, he in the tweet, he referred to him as Lawrence McCutchen, not Andrew McCutchen. Now, Lawrence McCutchen was a running back for the Rams and I think another team.
Not Dylan McCutchen.
No. No, Andrew McCutchen.
Right.
But Howard puts out Lawrence McCutchen. Now, you know what's going to happen. When you do that, when you make a mistake, especially when you're Howard, you're going to get 292 responses of people ripping you, right?
Yes.
And I retweeted it because I thought it was
and
funny.
I jumped in there, too.
Yeah, he said, a common mistake I made on McCutchen first name. It's Andrew. So go ahead and make this a federal case. The Twitter police can be dopes. Bite it.
He went bite it?
Yeah.
And he misspelled McCutchen's name in the second.
He did. So he called him Lawrence, and then he misspelled it in the second one. So there he goes. So that was Howard Eskin live in Clearwater. It's okay. You make mistakes, Howard.
Oh yeah.
I mean, Lawrence and Andrew are close.
But I mean, listen. Who knows?
Listen, I thought it was, you know, like Jack's real first name is John.
Right.
I don't even know what
you thought his real first name was. That
yeah, I thought his first name could be Lawrence, and Andrew was a middle name or something that I and maybe I didn't know about this.
I saw the tweet, and I literally
that was my initial thought.
I
when
literally
I saw him.
Just I didn't even I don't think I noticed it. I was just looking at the video, thinking like, yeah, he looks pretty good. You're good.
Right. Yeah, but, oh, you didn't even notice that it said Lawrence McCutchen.
Not really. Now the end to the story is the Phillies. A short time later, their official Phillies Twitter account puts out a tweet that says. Where is it right here? They didn't take it down, did they?
No, Jack? I hope not.
Is it not still up there? What was the tweet?
They said he goes by Larry sometimes.
Yeah, no, it's
his
still up
real
there.
Friends call him Larry.
His real friends call him Larry.
With a picture of Andrew McCutchen.
It's good work by them.
So there you have it, the Twitter roundup from this afternoon. Ike's involved in both.
Oh, man. I'm just watching it. I'm not involved in it, literally. I'm just... You know, with Howard, I'm just...
Yeah, get your popcorn ready.
Yeah, when he does something like this, you know, because you could either get the name wrong, or what typically happens is Howard will misspell something.
He's been
like
known
Clough
to misspell
Lee.
Yeah.
A lot of things. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, Clough, it's kind of his brand.
Clough Lee, yeah. Clough Lee. Bruce Harper?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Howard, man.
Well, and if you ever see his phone when he's texting or doing whatever, he's got the really big letters.
Oh, man.
So huge.
The font is so big. Come on, dog. That keyboard, you can't see that?
Yeah, like, listen, man, you might want to get some bifocals or something. I mean, Jesus. Yeah, there's something else that helps with that. It's called glasses, Holmes. You know what I mean? But, hey, whatever he's got to do. I would think that it's more that than him not knowing how to spell.
Oh, sure, yeah. He certainly knows how to spell it, yeah.
Right, little letters. You fat finger it a little bit and bang. But Lawrence isn't that. That's just, he just, you know, put the wrong name out there. So there you have it. That's what Howard's doing today down in Clearwater.
All about accuracy.
All right, well, let's hear Malcolm. Here's Malcolm after the Falcons game. So Joel Embiid, with some smattering of boos, goes absolutely crazy, and now we're in the however many days of Shushgate where we're still talking about it, and he's saying we need to do a better job as fan base. Malcolm, I guess, could have said similar things, being that they won the Super Bowl, and they got booed coming off in the first game at halftime. Here's Malcolm.
I grew up an hour away from Philly. The type of things that I've heard, you know, I'm accustomed to. So, you know, when I first got here, it was kind of refreshing, or it makes me laugh, like, when our crowd boos, because they're not booing for no reason. Most times in those situations, we're playing really, really bad, and they'll let us know.
Oh, they're not booing for no reason. What an interesting perspective, Joel. Like, maybe the boos that you heard were because not only of the team's performance, but the discussion and the talk that you're immature, that you're not fully committed to being the best player that you are, and that you and Ben Simmons aren't getting along, which was the narrative at that point. And you've been losing games. And yep. It's been a year where you've underachieved personally, and the team has underachieved.
And that was Malcolm after the season opener, coming off a Super Bowl
Coming off a Super Bowl win.
It's banner night.
They won the game, didn't they?
Yeah, and they won the game that night. Yeah.
They won the game. The Eagles fans didn't even give the second half to boo him off the field.
Right.
Right? It was at halftime.
Yep.
And it was a bad first half, and I agreed with the booing. Right? Mm-hmm. I was okay with it. Right? Like, I mean, you gotta understand how it works, Joel, and you're not gonna be able to change the way things work.
Nope.
The fans did nothing wrong. Did the team do something wrong in building the team around you? Yes, they did. Yes, be mad at them.
Right.
Don't continue to pick a fight with the fans, and that's what you're continuing to do. Let's go to Tom in Abington checking in, Ike.
Uh-oh.
What's up, Tom?
Johnny Marks.
Hey, buddy.
Yo, what's up, Ike?
What's up, Tommy? LTBB.
My best angry owl right there.
I know. You nailed it, too.
Johnny Marks. Yep.
Yo, what's up, Ike? The only thing I don't have is the crackle after everything I say because my phone's not quite up to par. But that's a different story. Johnny Marks, I'm aligning with you these days. I don't know what's going on, but I don't think Embiid is wired to be here.
I agree.
I mean, we saw this with the Phillies. They got booed, and he could have chosen the correct way, the Bryce Harper way, but no, he went the wrong way, the Sean Rodriguez way. And I don't think he's ever going to change, and I don't think it's going to work out here.
Oh, Sean Rodriguez. You remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, he did. He went the Sean Rodriguez way.
Wow.
Like, and that's not a good way to go.
No, it's not.
Yeah, but like here's the other thing, Tommy. You're right. Like, Joel Embiid's not just a star in Philadelphia. He's a global star as an NBA star, right? And like baseball is more American than international. Joel Embiid is still fighting with local fans because a couple hundred might have booed him during a game.
Right.
Right? I mean, I just can't believe that he's even still dealing with this.
And you know what else? It's like the thing that ticks me off the most is because he hasn't accomplished anything. Like, Ike, in the beginning, in the opening, you compared him to J-Roll, which I get it personality-wise, but at least J-Roll was a champ. Like, this guy has accomplished squat-a. I mean, even if he had gotten us to the finals last year, maybe I give him some leeway.
Right.
But you can't come after your fan base without accomplishing one thing and give us that. Not in this town.
No, Tom, you're right. You're right. And you're right. Drawing a parallel to J-Roll was truly only about the personality. It certainly wasn't about what he had accomplished.
Well,
that's
what I figured. I mean, after all, it's Wednesday, and you're our fearless leader. So let's not forget this.
Well, how about this, Tom? How about this? Even if you, let's say you hadn't even won a championship. I mean, J-Roll was a former MVP. He was an MVP
right,
when
he
said
accomplishments.
That. Yes.
That's right.
He had done something.
That's right. So he needs to say he is one big ball of emotion, and that just it just doesn't work in this town. It doesn't. It never has. It never will.
Well, I mean, he has to – thanks, Tom. Mm-hmm. He has to be able to channel it, right? And everything that I've heard from him in the last week to 10 days, I don't even know how long it's been because it's a new thing every day – tells me like now we are now as we sit here today we are I he wasn't playing well earlier in the season because he was supposed to change the way that he was, and he's not doing that anymore, and he's going to be him, and he's going to have fun, and he's going to be an a-hole, and he curses again on TV last night. So more or less what he's saying is he's going back to being the immature Embiid. So people think he's going to mature. He's telling you he's going to be less mature now.
Yeah, he's forewarning you now. He's letting you know I'm going back to saying what I want to say and doing what I want to do.
I could have, you know, shush him again.
Now, I'm telling you, that's he just told you last night that he's going back to doing whatever he wants to do and saying whatever he wants to say.
Now, if they win,
we are overlooking to a degree.
Exactly. To a degree. You're right.
Here's the problem Joel has, and it's the problem the Sixers have, because they can't control him. You're not ready to win. You're not ready to win. Forget about all this other stuff, booing and all that. And I said this last week. The thing that was so disheartening about what happened last week was that I came to the realization that they ain't ready. They're not ready. They're not ready from a maturity level. You know, the best player on the team isn't ready. And I actually agree with something you said Friday about winning with him as the lead dog. I don't think he can lead them from a get on my back, I'm the leader, I'm setting the tone, I'll lead us to a championship. I think you're right. This week has convinced me of that. His talent can still be the best on the team.
He can be your best player, but you need somebody comparable that's the leader.
That's the leader. Right.
Yeah, it can't
that's
be
what I, yes.
It can't be him and a bunch of other players.
No, it's not going to be him. It is not going to be him. He's not ready. He's not, and I don't know if he ever will be ready. I don't know if he ever will be ready.
Yeah, and it's also a bad cuz Ben's not really that natural get on my back vocal. Savvy, like Ben's very savvy with the media, but he's also not a natural. Like Ben doesn't like. Doing
I don't know
it.
If people. I don't know if players are gravitating.
They're not
to Ben Simmons.
No, they're not. They'll right. gravitate to his talent and what he does on the court, but he's not one of those natural leaders.
Well, think about it. The very fact that Josh Richardson has to call a players only meeting, he's only been here half a year, and he was injured when he called it.
It's an issue.
Like, yeah.
Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, Route 309 in Montgomeryville, now through Valentine's Day. Check it out. 15% off your entire order. Mark's-Jewelers.com. Is Joel Embiid right? Do we need, as fans, to do a better job? Right now, no is in the lead. They're like 51-49.
Oh, it's no, flipped to no?
An additional 500 votes has gotten to no.
Oh, are we doing our job?
Yeah. Yeah, people are probably so infuriated, be like, I can't believe this. But it's still 50-50. Still 50-50. Andy in Deptford. Andy!
Yo, what's good, Ike?
What's up, Andy?
Hey, Andy.
What up, John? How you doing, man?
Hey, buddy, how are you?
Yo, as quickly before I get that beat, as far as the whole Seth Joyner, Ruben Franks, how is Ruben Franks wrong? They never won a freaking playoff game under Buddy Ryan. That's underachieving.
He's completely
wrong. What the hell is he talking about? Seth, you guys had one of the best defenses ever.
Well, you try telling Seth that.
Oh, no, hell no. I love my life, man. I'm trying to keep moving. I'm good on that one. But as far as this whole Embiid stuff goes, super talent on the court. Off the court, this guy's a clown, man. Does it remind you of any other superstar athlete we had? Soft personality, not a natural leader, never got over the fans booing him at the draft, never gets over passive-aggressive personality.
Who are you talking about, Andy?
Who do you think I'm talking about, man? This guy's got the McNabb syndrome, man.
You know what the difference is, though? McNabb had real criticism. Right? And Joel Embiid, he doesn't even know what real criticism is at all.
I feel you on that. And another thing, Embiid's funny. McNabb tried to be funny, but I always interpreted it as he was, like, real corny. I love him as a player, but I always thought he was corny, like, with the air guitar and, like, you know. The only thing I thought was kind of funny. Remember Giant Stadium, though, when he sat on their bench and he picked up the phone? I thought that was kind of cool. That was probably one of the only cool McNabb moments as far as not as a player. You know what I'm saying? When I cut out the playing side of things, when I just look at
oh, man,
some
you
of
didn't like
moments,
the Michael Jackson cool. celebration dances in the end zone?
Oh, that
the
boy had
wasn't
no
bad,
rhythm.
Right?
Are you kidding me? That was horrible. That was horrible. My kid moonwalks better than that. But back to the big guy, man. Like, he's just got to get some tough skin, man. Like, come on. You making all this damn money, you want to cry about some knucklehead fans? He's just got to get some tough skin. And I feel you what you guys were saying. Like, you know, I think he can be a Robin, but he ain't no Batman. Like, he you know, we need that Batman to get us where we got to go. I mean, you look at Ben Simmons. He don't say nothing. He don't say nothing because he knows the second he opens his mouth, he's going to get crucified by everybody wanting to roast him for not shooting. So, you know, he plays his role. He don't say
He's smart
much.
Enough. You're right. No, you're right. You're right. Yeah, Ben Simmons is not going to try to antagonize the fan base when he knows they're already on him, right? Like, you're right, Andy. If he's not shooting playing the way that the fans want him to play, he knows this is easily flip on him as it was earlier in the season.
Yeah, I'm sure Ben on more than one occasion would have liked to lash out at the fans for because Ben feels a certain way, like, yeah, listen, I'm not wrong. They're the ones that are wrong. But he also knows that that's not going to get him anything.
Well, the thing about Ben, he would rather just dismiss you. Hmm. In other words, he's going to give you a look or he's going to get an answer that makes you feel small.
Yeah, there's a lot of arrogance when
yes.
he does that.
Smugness. Yes. That's Ben. That's how he goes about it. He's not going to do a lot of Twitter stuff. He's not going to do a lot of comments. As a matter of fact, when he speaks too long, I think he's uncomfortable because he'd rather just say what he wants to say and get out of there.
Get out.
It's when you follow up with questions is where he's like, well, didn't I just give you the answer? Like, why are you trying to get more out of me? Right? That's the whole thing about the shooting, working on the shooting, all that stuff. Instead of him placating you, he'd just rather dismiss you. And that's fine. That's fine. Sometimes saying less is better.
Clearly.
Yeah, sometimes saying less
is
better.
Joe's never going to have that
issue. Yeah, he's never going to have that
issue.
Problem.
No.
And Carson would rather just praise you, right?
Yeah, he's very – he handles it very well because he gives you nothing. He's boring.
He takes it on the chin first.
He does.
Says, we all had to do a better job. I'm disappointed too.
888-729-9494. We would love to speak with someone that believes that the fans do need to do a better job. Again, today, a lot of people, half of the people online are saying, yes, that he is right. Fans do need to do a better job. We'd love to hear from you. 888-729-9494. It's Marks and Reese. Coming up, we have a great giveaway, Valentine's Day giveaway we're doing tomorrow. We'll let you know what that is coming up next, and then right back to the phones, Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, Eagles fans, it's happening. It's here. Go watch it. All or Nothing Philadelphia Eagles right now on Prime Video. It's included with your Prime membership, NFL Films and Amazon, Season 5 All or Nothing, and it's amazing. It covers the 2019 season of Ike.
Oh, man, our beloved Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, Marks and Reese are included in there at no extra charge as well. Emmy Award-winning series is an all-access, behind-the-scenes look at what it takes to compete in the winner-take-all world of the NFL. I know you enjoyed the Josh McCown portion in some of the earlier episodes.
I did, man. I did.
It gave you some insight that you didn't really have before. Carson and McCown were really close.
Yeah, I didn't realize how close they had gotten and how much it appeared that Carson was sort of leaning on Josh. And quite frankly,
more than the coaches,
I don't ever recall seeing Mike grow and Carson talk through that entire
It's actually a great point.
Video.
It's actually a great point. You can see it, a new season, All or Nothing, the Philadelphia Eagles. I enjoy the Brandon Graham. You see a lot of Brandon and his family. It's an inside look, a behind-the-scenes look at everything, the tough journey through the eyes of the players, the coaches, and their families. So check it out right now. New season, All or Nothing, the Philadelphia Eagles. You can watch it now. It's only on Prime Video, and it's included with your Prime membership.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.